Welcome to another edition of the Bear Down Chicago podcast with your hosts, Ryan Dangle.
You picked a tie? What are we, in Europe?
Soccer? We can, ties happen in the NFL, man.
They're called draws, right? Yeah, dude, why? Why are we doing... No, absolutely not. All right, well, you got to keep your own record now because I don't have a tie column. I got a win-loss column.
Patrick Sheldon.
I say that because the flashlight emanating and beaming from the steaming pile of was today's game is David Montgomery. He is the flashlight in my pile of poop.
Brendan Chagrou.
So our buddy Brendan, who writes for USA Today, I have always screwed up his last name. Brendan. Brendan.
And Jack Wright.
Sorry, Captain Flo's over there.
I'm not Captain Flo.
So you're not excited, Jack. You're not excited about having Sarah Spain.
Yeah,
on
wow.
Show,
maybe no, I have the talent. Is that what we found out?
Featuring Cam Ellis.
Once I was like trying to get a happy answer out of him, and I was like, hey man, like, do you take out of these situations, like, what is it like to know that, like, you're this beloved, that, like, these videos are going viral? And he was just like, I don't do it for that attention. And then they just took the next question, and I was just like, okay, like, I'm gonna melt into my seat and never come back here ever again.
And Logan Bradley.
Bears, rich history defensively, a lot of good linebackers. First round draft pick, hell of a player, a Bear that is going to go down in history. Nobody's going to forget. I am bringing back Shea McClellan.
The Bear Down Chicago podcast. Yeah, we're that Bears podcast.
All right, folks. Welcome in to the final edition of the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Now, I am your host, Ryan Dangle. If you want to find me on Twitter, some people call it X. I'm not one of those people. It's at Ryan Dangle. That's D-E-N-G-E-L. Whoo! This one is going to be tough to get through. And I'm very excited about it because we got a packed house. We've got some amazing people already hanging out in the comment section. And so TJ Brooks, Gus, appreciate you guys. Love seeing that counter go up for all the people that are hanging out with us. I'm going to bring to the stage, his name is Jack Wright. Now, Jack Wright and I have been podcasting together for close to 5 years now, which is absolutely and utterly insane. If you want to find Jack on Twitter, it's at Bear Down Jack. Hi, Jack. How are you, buddy?
What's up, RD? Thanks for being my ride or die all these years. I appreciate it, buddy.
You know, dude, it started with arguments about Jay Cutler in our office that led to, you know, maybe people would want to hear this. Not our boss at all. She got so sick of hearing the Joe Cutler arguments. But it turned into something really, really cool. And buddy, I think us spending so much time together was really, really cool. And, you know, getting to meet some other wonderful people. So we should bring them on too, right?
Do it. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's bring the assistant editor of Bears Wire. You know him as Brendan Chagrou. You want to find Brendan on Twitter. It's at Brendan Chagrou, S-U-G-R-U-E. I invited this guy onto the Bear Down Report podcast. And he said, hey, you don't suck at this. And now we've been friends for over 4 years, and he's really good at what he does. He writes a lot, but he's also a really, 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 really amazing co-host. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, man. I'm good. It's a bittersweet day, but, you know, I'm peeling back the curtain a little bit. Yeah, this is the last episode of the current iteration. Who knows? It could come back. Like, you know, we just... just a weird time with, you know, costs coming up, and, you know, we felt like you had to make a decision, but man, like, it's been really fun. I can't believe it's been 4 years since we just came on. I think we're talking about cornerbacks or something. And then you called me out of the blue. Like, listen, I want you, like, let's do a podcast together. Like, let's bring you on full time. I was like apprehensive at first, 'cause I was like, I don't know if I want to do this. And it turned out to be like one of the best things I've done in a long time. Like, just meeting you guys and continuing to talk Bears. And man, just thinking back, like we've gone through a ton of just big stories, big breaking news, a lot of losing, some winning, but a lot of losing, and
mostly losing.
But yeah, like it's kind of incredible to see how far we've come, and really the outpouring of support. I mean, I know we'll get to it, but my goodness,
sure
I was not prepared. I was not prepared for all the kind words from everyone. So yeah, man, it's been a ride. It's been a lot of fun.
Just before we bring the other guys out here, this is crazy. We were sent by some of our amazing listeners, friends, a video. We don't know what's on the video, but we were instructed to show said video on the pod. So I'm a little nervous. I'm not gonna lie. We'll have that at some point. Let's bring the sexiest mustache that we all know and love. It's Logan Bradley. If you want to find Logan on Twitter, it's at LBrad5. Hi, Logan. How are you?
Hey, everybody. I'm doing good. This sure is bittersweet, but anytime I'm getting on and just listening to all you guys and getting to talk to you guys is a good day. So, yeah, it's crazy that we're here right now. But like what Brendan said, I don't think you realize not to overstate what you guys, we have done, but like the impact that you have on whether hopefully we've entertained a few people, and it seems like we have. And I know that those people are going to be thanked plenty of times during this episode, but as somebody who has been sporadically on and off this awesome show, it's incredible to see the support that it has. I can't talk enough about how much I love each and every one of you guys. It's been so awesome getting to meet Brendan, and that's now a friend that I have for life. So it's just I love all you guys, and it's been fun. And I know in some ways this is the end of this maybe, but it's, you know, just like Brendan said, maybe it's the start of something else. It's just been a lot of fun.
I am definitely gonna talk about, Logan, what you just came, it'll come around full circle. The idea of like creating something and having it be picked up by other people is really, really cool. I miss this guy, and I always have to be very careful what I say around him, and that's one of my favorite things about him. Patrick Sheldon is on the podcast. You want to find him on Twitter. It's at P_Shells. Hi, Shells. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You like my sexy, raspy voice I cultivated just for this episode?
Dude, everybody's sick, man. It's great.
It's awful. I think you guys know, but to let the audience know, I had the pleasure of spending a weekend at the Great Wolf Lodge with the flu. Cannot recommend it enough. It was awesome.
That's like another layer of hell. That's
what I said. I told him, I was like, that's my nightmare.
Yeah, the only thing I think like would have been worse would be swimming in a volcano. But I somehow managed to simultaneously sweat and shiver in a pool, which I think is like a medical miracle. But it happened for 2 days. It was great. A lot of kids, a lot of urine. A lot of just all the good things that come along with Great Wolf Live. So cannot recommend it enough. The flu is probably the least of the things that I picked up at Great Wolf Lodge, but I am still battling, as you can hear. But I miss you guys. This is you know, I'm going to disagree a little bit. This is not bittersweet. This is just bitter. I realize there's a reason why, right? And I totally get it. But there's nothing sweet about not being able to talk to you guys about Bears football on a semi-regular basis. That we'll get into it more, but that I'll miss more than anything. And the good news about all this crud is that if I start to get emotional and like tear up, I'll just blame it on the flu and be like, no, yeah, you guys, you didn't see that correctly. It was just the gunk in my nose and I'm not crying and let's just cut the camera or something. I don't know, but we'll get through it. I know we'll have a lot of good memories to talk about tonight, but it's great to be able to do this one last time with all you guys.
Shells, I'm not trying to take away from your moment. It's just how perfect that Brendan's internet already cut out. He already
too many people on the stream. And that's what it is.
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring on one more then. Let's bring the most recent edition of the Bear Down Chicago podcast. It's Cam Ellis. If you want to find Cam on Twitter, it's at Kingsley Ellis. Boys, I'm not sure. Has this ever happened where six of us? I mean, it's like what's the show from the
Brady Bunch?
Brady Bunch, thank you. We're like,
that's all I was thinking of.
You know? Oh man, Cam, how are you? How's it? How's life?
I'm good. I'm sorry if my service is bad. I'm checking in from the Great Wolf Lodge out here. It's good. I feel like, you know, like when you're in high school and you have your group of friends and then like that one guy comes in for senior year and he's like kind of cool, but like then you graduate and you never remember him. Like, I feel like I'm that guy in this moment. Like, I'm just like a cool senior for 1 year who's like from Hawaii or something. But I mean, it's good to see you all. You're right. I'm glad you finally get the biggest group hang for last.
Cam, I know I speak for all of us. When we knew we were going to expand, we needed some help coming in. It was Cam, you are our number one. We were so excited when I reached out to you. You're like, yeah, let's do it. It was a thing that we were all really excited about. And every time we had you on as a guest, we all laughed a lot. And I think that's the thing that I've been thinking about. And Jack and I talked about it. That God, I just, yeah, we talked about Bears, and despite the losing, and there was a lot of it, we found a way to laugh a lot, and that's something that I really, really loved about this podcast.
Yeah, no, I was surprised that anyone even cared about what my Bears opinion was in the first place. So it was nice to be included, and like everyone said here, and stole all of my ideas. So thanks, guys. It's been great. It's been a lot of fun, and I brought my Chicago beer to celebrate. So nothing like a nice beer on a Tuesday afternoon. So let's get into it. Let's talk some Bears one last time, huh?
Absolutely. So boys, before we do, just very quickly, we have to say thank you to a lot of people, but first and foremost, it has to be to Jeff Cadwallader. Jeff Cadwallader has been with us before we even started this thing, the Bear Down Chicago podcast. And I know that none of you got to meet. I'm so bummed. I wanted you all to meet Jeff because I talk this guy up all the time and you're like, he can't be that cool. Yes, he is. He's amazing. So check this out, folks. This is my one last plea to all of you. If you are an investor, a business owner, you are a commercial real estate expert, you are someone that's a small business, you need to talk to our guy, Jeff Cadwallader at SVN Landmark Commercial Real Estate in Geneva. He's got generations of experience. He specializes in office, retail, investment, land properties. For anything commercial real estate, talk to Jeff Cadwallader. Visit jeffcre.com. Give him a call or a text at 630-254-4734. If you do, tell him the guys of the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Say hello. And you know what? Maybe you guys give each other a hug because he's just that type of wonderful, amazing, awesome person.
I'll tell you what. Every time I think that I have discovered everything there is to know about Will at Sheridan's, I discover something more. If somebody wants the script, I will give the script. My kids might be disappointed if I don't read the script. But I'll just say, I got my haircut recently there. And besides being a great dad and a great barber and like a muscle car aficionado, Will is also like one of the most amazing entrepreneurs and like selfless guys I know, right? I know you probably know more about it, but he gave me all the details about how they're going to open a barber school in Wheaton. It kind of goes adjacent with their two barber shops. And, you know, being in the position that we are in to be around young people all the time, I just thought, what a great idea. Like the guy is just, it's hard to describe. I know we're going to be pretty effusive in our praise tonight in a lot of ways, but I was just floored by him describing the way that he's going to open this school and how much passion he had for it. I mean, you guys know, I think part of what brings us together is the passion that we had for this team and the ways in which we came together to analyze it and just try to, as much as possible, like reach our audience. So yeah, I mean, go to Hensel's, go to Sheridan's if you're not in the area. But if you have any way, shape, or form to like just contact Will and be around him and support him, he's just one of those guys that you meet once in your life who has the ability to, just bring people together and be energetic. He Will is the best. He really is the best.
I almost did it. I was almost on mute. So, I almost did it. I so almost so. Did it. I almost had it. Yep. Oh, so close. So close. So close. So boys, I think this being our last podcast, we have to talk about the thing that kind of started the whole like podcast. We should probably talk about the Chicago Bears. They have a new head coach. They've got some pretty cool staff members, some that are interesting, some that people have criticized. I want to start, Cam. I know you are very limited on time, and I want to make sure that I get to you first with this. The current state of the Bears, so we're going to go Cam, Shells, Brendan Chagrou, Logan, Jack, and I will finish it up. For me, I'm following the screen around in a circle. Hopefully that helps you all out. So yeah, the current state of the Chicago Bears.
The current state is not doing a whole lot. I think it's exciting. If you can't be excited about this, then like, no, you shouldn't wash the Bears, right? I don't know how much there is to be angry or apprehensive or frustrated about yet, because that will come in October or November or December. Like, there will be moments when this isn't fun anymore, is my guess. And I don't know why there's any point in getting to those before you have to, because like, this is the honeymoon period. This is when you can go rewatch Lions highlights and be like, oh, look, they're going to fake fumble with the Bears. Like, they're going to hand off option. Like, the Bears are going to do that now. That's cool. This is the exciting time to be a Bears fan. So I don't know what else. Like, I don't, the state is exciting because let's not overcomplicate this. Like, let's just enjoy the excitement of what is probably going to be like the only couple months when there's not like one small issue to deal with, because that is coming.
I would say the current state of the Bears is shocking. But to piggyback off of what Cam said, like, this is the honeymoon period, so definitely enjoy it. It is a surprise, though, just because I don't think I expected this level of competence from the Bears. And that level of competence has been underscored by some of the chaos that you've seen around the league from these other teams. And I felt all along like Ben Johnson was the only one that would get me fired up. And I know, like, I kind of talked myself into Todd Monken. I thought he would have been a really good option B. But now I'm looking at like Liam Cohn, who I once kind of fancied as a legit contender. And I'm sitting here thinking, that's usually us having the national media mock our head coach selection or mock, you know, his press conference. That's usually the situation we're in. So to like sit back here as a Bears fan, kind of, you know, thumbing my nose at the rest of the league for at least a day has been really cool to be like, wow, we got our stuff together, and we're not the biggest clowns in the circus for once. So, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it, Cam. I think that's great advice. And we're going to ride this wave into the off season.
Duval. Yeah, Cohn nailed it.
It's so awkward.
I wanted to do it so bad.
You know what? Just go ahead, man. Yeah, we could talk about that later.
No, you're not gonna.
Okay. We're just like, okay, we're done here. Like, we're gonna.
Yeah, that's all I got. Yeah. This is the new Bears, and it's very weird to say that and actually believe it, because they went about the process correctly. They vetted a ton of different candidates. And I know there was, you know, quite a few people who did not appreciate how many interviews the Bears were actually doing. Like, just get to your guy. But you know what? They gathered a ton of information. They vetted potential options for their staff. And yet they never lost focus of who their top target was, which was Ben Johnson. And yeah, like what you guys were saying, seeing just sort of the dysfunction come out from every single, every other team, really, that the Cowboys, they didn't cast a wide net at all. They just didn't interview candidates they knew about. And then Jerry Jones going on for 10 minutes about how he's the best at talking to coaches or whatever. I don't know. Like, the whole thing was weird. The Jaguars situation with Liam Cohn was weird. It's just, people can now look at the Bears and say the process was right. You can look at Ben Johnson and say the guy can command a room, and actually, like, the way he talks and the way he talks to players, you believe what he's saying. He believes what he's saying. I think there's other candidates out there that were trying to believe themselves what they were saying. And yeah, they spent enough money to get their top target as well. When's the last time we heard the Bears actually set the market for head coaches? Never. That's the Kevin Warren effect. That's this new front office effect. And we don't know how it's going to work out in the actual season. just because everything's a gamble as it is, but you can't look at the Bears process and say they did it wrong. At everything they've done up to this point, I would say has been correct. So yeah, there's no reason to hate what they've done.
All right, I'm ready. Duval. Yeah, it's crazy that we're in the spot because I don't even know when they hired him, what, 1 week ago, probably today or yesterday or something like that. But those days leading up to that Ben Johnson hire, when it seemed that there was no chance of it, like if I could rewind to what my mindset was those days leading up, I was starting to go, okay, well, if it's Mike McCarthy, what, like, I hate it, but what are the reasons that I can stay a Bears fan and legitimately convince myself to continue watching and supporting the Bears next year? And you know what? God damn it, those couple days before it, I think I was starting to be like, maybe Mike McCarthy's not that bad. He'll raise the floor. He wins in the regular season. He was handcuffed by Jerry Jones. Thank God we are not doing that right now. I don't know if we would have even needed a farewell podcast if Mike McCarthy had been hired. We could have just ended it all. We didn't need to do this. Instead, we have a guy who, Brendan put it perfectly, it's a person Ben Johnson who, when he talks and he's in front of the media, and you saw that video of him talking to the entire Bears organization, it's just somebody who you believe. Does that mean that he's going to be a guaranteed success? No. But he's somebody who you just listen to and you're like, I like what this guy's saying. He seems very confident and forthright in what he's saying. He seems to very much have a plan and a vision. And that's something to be excited about. And we were here a couple podcasts ago, right at the end of the season, when we were having a discussion about, like, basically at what point do you continue being a fan of a team when you're so tortured? And we were saying, you know, we'll be back here next year, you know, maybe talking about predicting these stupid 11-6, 10-5, whatever it is, 10-7 records, these good records when we have no reason to be. I am excited, and I really enjoy listening to Pardon My Take. So to kind of Big Cat keeps going to, I'm not going to get above a 6 out of 10. I very much agree with that, but I am excited about this Ben Johnson hire. It's still the Bears. I still want them to prove it to me. But sure, I am excited. Let's go, Ben Johnson.
Hi, guys. So 365 days from now, you know, go ahead and put a message in the text thread and we'll just go ahead and recap everything that was just said. Am I glad that they opened the pocketbook? Sure. Am I glad that they didn't go milk toast vanilla coach? Yeah. Am I happy to see them break the trend and fire a coach during the season? You bet. All of that on board with. But here's the thing. For Ben Johnson to make a difference in Chicago, Ben Johnson needs to be a next level generational coach. He needs to be elite at a level that we haven't even seen. I'm talking Andy Reid. I'm talking Bill Belichick. Like, he needs to be like a slump buster like we've never seen walk the earth before. Because here's what hasn't changed about the Bears. The Bears do not have a structure in which coaches and players and executives who are naturally flawed in some way are helped by the system. No coach is perfect. They're all flawed. No GM is perfect. They're flawed. No player is perfect. They're all flawed. And what we've seen repeatedly, and Brendan, you might be right. We might be entering a new era, and I certainly hope so, because I want to continue to be a fan of this team. But when people come into this organization, they don't raise their stock. No one, almost no one, no players, no coaches, no execs raise their stock. And why is that? Because the structure of this team is flawed, and it will continue to be flawed, and I know I sound redundant, as long as George McCaskey owns it. And until that changes, it hasn't changed. So if a coach comes in and is not necessarily strong in a certain area, then everything needs to be aligned in a way like Philadelphia is aligned, like the Patriots used to be aligned. There's nothing that suggests that the Bears are aligned in any way, shape, or form to make it so that when Ben Johnson like falters, if he's bad at clock management, if he's got some sort of area that he's a little bit weak at, Chicago is a place where those flaws are exacerbated. We've watched coach after coach come in. We're talking just briefly about Chris Morgan. I did tons of research on Chris Morgan. These are coaches who have been vetted, who have clout, who have respect in the league, who have been loved by other players throughout the league. But when they come here, suddenly run them out of town on a rail because all of a sudden they suck. I'm just saying, like, all these folks don't suck. The Bears suck. The Bears organization sucks. And there's no way that we can say that throwing money at the highest priced, sexiest offensive coordinator is going to work, guys. There's a world in which throwing money at the highest priced offensive coordinator doesn't work. Do you know what world that is? That's the world we've been living in. For 30 years, I've been living in that world. And if that changes, I will be the happiest person on earth. But I'm just telling you that Ben Johnson needs support. He needs like a strong steel vertebrae of support throughout an organization that has none of that and who has never had any of that in the time in which I've walked this earth. So again, hope I'm wrong. I'm just hard to be a wet blanket, but I'm just telling you, like, fellas, you're going to be disappointed and you're going to continue to be disappointed unless this guy is the effing guy. Like, I mean, he has got to be the effing dude. And that's the only way this is ever going to happen and that anything is ever going to change in this organization. And I don't know how we would know that, because he's a good speaker, because he has some swagger. I mean, come on, guys. We've all been here before where we've been excited about some dude, and then all of a sudden the dude's the worst coach on earth, running him out of town. So, I mean, I don't want to start repeating myself, because that's what I do sometimes when I go on a rant. But I'm just saying, man, like, I'm not trying to be a wet blanket. I hope he's great. I'm excited that they opened the pocketbook, as I said in the onset. But this place does not have the integrity and the structure, the heritage, to have any type of support for a coach, whether it be Ben Johnson or anybody else. See also Mark Trestman, Adam Gase, Matt Nagy, Luke Getsy. Like, I can just keep listing guys. These guys aren't all shit coaches. They just happened to come here, and now they're not any good. And that just rinse and repeat, fellas. That's how it goes here.
And that's my show tonight, everyone. Thanks. Have a good one.
did nobody tell Jack that we're back? Ben declared back, Jack. It's we hired Ben Johnson.
We are?
You were on vacation for a while, but we hired Ben Johnson.
We did.
We got him.
Yeah, this one is we're back. That's why it's this one.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Here's our officially back.
So we're just done, and the dynasty ensues.
They beat the Packers. It's back. They're back.
Okay. Well, okay. So now
I take back everything I just said. I couldn't.
The Bears finally broke Jack Wright. The Bears finally broke Jack Wright. Him trying to convince us that Matt Eberflus at the end of the season should be retained. Yeah, it fits exactly with what you're saying, right? You're not saying that Matt Eberflus is a bad coach. It's just the structure around him and all those sort of things.
Nobody's better here. Nobody's
Jack,
better.
The only thing I would say is this is the first time since Lovie Smith that I have been excited about a Chicago Bears head coaching hire. It's the first time. I worked my way into excitement with Matt Nagy, but I never got there with any of these other guys, like, ever. And I think you can attest to that. I think I have the Facebook posts to prove it, that I was so mad about Nagy being hired. I didn't understand it. You know, and yeah, he did win the opener. Logan, you said something, and it made me think about this. Like, all of us have been athletes in some capacity at some level of something, and all of us have seen really bad coaches that you're like, maybe you're a tactician, like, you kind of know, like, that stuff. And then there's people that, like, the second they walk in, they're like, they own the room. That dude owned the room. And that was a really cool thing to see. Maybe to some extent Nagy did, but also Nagy never called plays the way that Ben Johnson did. The thing that I'm thinking about, Jack, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, and I am much more of a wait and see too, is I'm more cautiously optimistic than I have been with any other one, because this is the most un-Bears hire ever. The Bears don't ever do any of these things, which Brendan kind of sort of talked about. And so, you know, the Lions had to hire Dan Campbell, and everyone kind of laughed when he was talking about biting kneecaps. And now, like, dude, you know, keeps going to the playoffs and doing those things. Like, changes can come, they can happen, you know?
Sure. I mean, I think they can. I mean, Detroit changed the trajectory because they got a new chairperson, and that was great. Yeah. Perhaps Connor McCaskey is the next coming, the next chairperson that will change things. Perhaps Kevin Warren is making moves. I've heard Brendan and other folks say that Warren is giving the McCaskies a crash course on what it means to be in the modern NFL.
Yeah.
Good, because you're about 20 years behind Georgie. So, I mean, if these things are coming to fruition, I mean, guys, great. You know me. Like, I love the Bears. I'm still going to watch them. But I'm just telling you, like, until I see something that is tangible in terms of change, I'm just not excited. I'm not, because I have been hurt time and time again.
Yeah.
Now, boys, before we continue this conversation, I really want to make sure that we do that. I know Cam Ellis has got to get going. Cam, we didn't know if there's anything else that you wanted to share before you hop off the Bear Down Chicago podcast for the last time. The floor is yours, my friend.
Yeah, look, so I can quickly tell a quick story here. About 2 years ago, when I left 670, I remember someone from the Bears beat reached out to me and was like very nice and very, hey, like, I'm going to miss you. I'm going to have, like, I heard you're leaving, have a good time, whatever. And then they're like, I heard you're moving to Colorado. And that'll be great for you because no one takes anything seriously out there. And I just remember being like, it's going to be like that. Okay. And I've sort of struggled with being boxed into this sticky personality, for lack of a better term. And the point I'm trying to make here is that, like, coming on your podcast both before as a reporter at NBC and at 670, and then also sort of a semi part-time freelancer afterwards, you guys never once asked me for, like, shtick, and you never asked me to, like, bring punchlines, and you never asked me to, like, read my draft tweets to you guys performatively. And I cannot be sincere enough when I talk about how meaningful that was to me, because that was just such a different experience than basically every other experience I had with podcasts and Chicago media. And as someone who, you know, has, if you can believe it, more career interest than just tweeting funny things occasionally, like, it meant an unbelievably large amount to just be asked what I thought about the Bears, and to have people come and talk about this, the writing I was doing, and just talk about the stories and treat me like a kind of semi-legitimate reporter. Like, there's such a confidence game to sticking around in sports media, and it, if you lose it, you lose it, and you're done. And there is such a, I got such a swell of confidence and such a swell of inspiration from being treated the way you guys treated me. And so, like, I know this podcast is not continuing on, obviously, but, like, please find a way to stay together in some capacity, because you guys, you're a great group of guys, and it is, you have been majorly impactful to me in ways that I don't think any of you quite realize. So just thanks for always having me. Like, I really did always have a great time, and it was so fun to just, like, have a beer and talk about sports with people, not in a professional capacity necessarily. So thank you so much. Like, I really cannot say the right sentence to convey how passionately I feel about what you guys did for me. And so thank you so much. And I'll miss talking to you guys in this capacity, but I'm sure, you know, it's the internet. You never really leave anyone.
Cam, yeah. I just, before you go, man, I think we found that every time we would talk to you, that you would say something silly and ridiculous, 'cause that's who you are. And then you would say something and all of us would go, holy shit, I've never thought of it that way. And I know that, like, we're texting about it, like, 3 days later, like, but remember when Cam said this? And it was just like, man, I just, like, that was a thing that brought you to us, is because you never take yourself too seriously, right? But also you're so good at what you do. And, man, it was just, it meant a lot for us, for you to be with us as a part of this thing.
Yeah, no, but the pleasure was all mine 100% of the time. It really was. Like, I you guys don't realize how much of it was my pleasure every time. So, yeah, I'll see you guys on the internet. Like, you know, it will be around.
Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, man, Cam.
Hi, Cam.
Nice meeting you.
Hey, Cam.
Freaking Heidi. I didn't expect that at all because you're right. Cam is the one that always brings levity to it, but it's so true. Like I don't remember it was the first time we had him on. It was like in the middle of a joke that he was telling, he said something like so thoughtful and thought provoking that I was like, I can't believe I'd never thought of that before. Do you know what I mean?
He's an extremely clever guy. Like all of you guys make me laugh, but he, anytime that we've been on together, which isn't too many times, he just like weaves like ways of, I think he has a dry humor similar to me, but like he just all of a sudden will say something that's so funny that you didn't even like know was going to be a joke. So he's an awesome guy. I'm glad to have got to do a few shows with him.
Damn. And he deserves so much. He deserves so much, like, I would say better. Like, yes. You know, in terms of Chicago sports covering, he was fantastic at what he did.
Yeah.
And I feel like there were only a couple shows that would really take him seriously. I know Lawrence Holmes was big for him, and he would write for The Score and everything he did at NBC Sports. But it just sucked how he was kind of like, I don't know, like he was laid off from NBC Sports. And then, you know, he's doing some stuff for 670. He's too good to be, you know, out of the game like that. So his coverage is as a whole is missed in this town, but it was great that we were able to bring it back as part of this podcast. And he was still able to stay a part of, like, you know, covering the Bears and talking about the Bears, because like you guys said, he's fantastic at what he does.
Anything else Chicago Bears related before we talk about our favorite memories for the Bear Down Chicago podcast? Anything else, boys, you want to say, addressing what Jack had to say, anything whatsoever?
Jack's also a White Sox fan with that take. Like that's all I have to say is the only smart, like you're not wrong. I don't even have to say anything to go against it, but that's a man who is a White Sox fan at heart.
Right. I mean, it's all fair, dude. Like it really is. And I told myself I wasn't going to get too high or too low on what the press conference was going to be. And I'm still not, like, I'm not like over the moon, like, oh my God, Super Bowls are definitely coming. But I just kind of look at it in steps. And I say, at this point of the offseason, the Bears have done what they needed to do. They've done it right. I'm excited about that. There's a long way to go. And they have to hit free agency well. They have to hit the draft well. They have to be able to develop these guys. So, like, I don't want people to think like I'm just all of a sudden fanboying, like, oh my gosh, like everything's great again. They have a lot to prove. And I've said, like, the press conference is one thing. You don't win press conferences don't mean wins are coming, but it just means that you at least set the foundation for what's to come. Now build on it. And thankfully I feel like they did. And I'm fairly excited, I guess, about what the staff is looking like. There's some unknowns. There's some knowns that I think are going to do well. I'm particularly excited about Dennis Allen and Al Harris coaching the DBs. I mean, we all know Al Harris from when he tormented the Bears, you know, 15, 20 years ago. He had a Dallas secondary that was second in the NFL in interceptions from 2020 through 2024. So like there's hires to get excited about, but yeah, we are a long ways away and I understand the skepticism. I totally do, because this team for the longest time has not earned the benefit of the doubt.
Real quick, and Jack, I totally understand your skepticism too, and it's completely well-founded. I think the part that makes me feel better about this, and we've talked about this like from the day that I joined the podcast, is we always pounded the table for a better process with the Bears. We were always like, process, process, process. When you have a good process, it will ultimately, it's more likely to lead to sustainable results. And I don't think it's a coincidence that you hear Rick Smith go on the radio talk shows and talk about how this was the best process he's seen across the NFL over the last few years. And so while it may not work, I'm at least happy to see that the process worked, because if the coach doesn't, if it was the wrong pick, the wrong coach, that's okay. You're more likely to get it right next time if you follow the same sound process. So I think that's why I feel a little bit better. I do think Ben Johnson's the right guy. Whether he ends up being the right guy, we'll see. But I can't fault them for anything they did along the way. And that's what gives me a little bit of hope, is if they continue down this path, following this correct process, maybe there's hope for the future.
I think one more thing that I would say is, like, if you're looking through it of a lens of like, okay, you know, we're a tortured fan base, but how can I justify excitement for this hire? And I think one thing was the excitement that you saw from the current players. You know, you saw a bunch of them show up to that press conference. You saw Jaquan Brisker, I know, was a player who was very outspoken on Twitter about his, you know, excitement for this hire. So I think if anything, I think it's very fair to be, you know, cautiously optimistic. But I also think that it's a good sign when you see all these players outwardly excited for the hire, because I definitely don't think that that was the case when Matt Eberflus was hired.
Jack, you're spot on, dude, in so many ways. You've got to show it to us first. I think the swing for me was they're never going to get Ben Johnson. They're getting, just as Logan said, they're going to get Mike McCarthy, and we're going to find a way to sort of talk ourselves into it. But deep in your heart, you're going to know they didn't get the guy. They didn't swing for the fences, right? They were just trying to get a base hit. And maybe, you know, like, okay, maybe he ends up being in a double, right? Like, I'm using baseball analogies, and everybody on this podcast knows that I'm terrible at baseball. But I think so far it may be sound, maybe, right? And so, and that they took a swing. They took a real live swing for the fences, and that there is potential when, you know, 4 weeks ago, like, we weren't at each other's throats, but it was worse. There was apathy, true apathy about this team, about this game, about the podcast, about everything. And it was just, you know, to go from that to, at least they took a shot, is the thing that has me saying, well, damn, now that the Bears our Bear Down Chicago podcast isn't around anymore, they're going to win the freaking Super Bowl next year. We're all going to be like, I wish we could podcast about it.
Maybe that's what it takes. We can sacrifice.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's just where I'm at. Anybody else?
Do we want to talk any more Bears, or do we want to move on? Because
it's time.
I feel like I want to hear Jack at least kind of like rebuttal.
Jack is like already moved on.
Well, I would just briefly like to hear, and I'm not trying to bust seeds. I really am interested. Brendan, what do you like about the DC, and what was different about the process, P Shells? Because I would just say, like, in terms of, like, at first I want to hear from Brendan, if you don't mind. But then Shells, like, there are some folks that said, like, well, maybe this is, again, just revealing like the McCaskey's weaknesses, and like kind of a knee-jerk reaction almost to the effect of, like, there they are sitting in their suite while everybody in the stadium is yelling, you know, sell the team. And from what I can understand, like, the firsthand accounts of that were that they were just like face frozen, like awkward. And so, oh, okay, here's what we'll do to pacify the masses. We'll go ahead and we'll just open the checkbook. We had Ben Johnson in mind from the start. Everybody says Ben Johnson. Wait, who, guys, who is it? Ernie Accorsi? Like, what? Oh, Ben Johnson? Okay, Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson. Let's go him. Do you know, like, so I guess I'm curious, DC, why, process why? I'm just honestly curious.
So for the DC, I could talk to the process too, but I know that's for Shells. DC wise, Dennis Allen kind of can fit that mold of a Wade Phillips, of a Steve Spagnuolo, of a guy who has experience coaching, not a great head coach, but when he's run defenses, they've performed very well. He took over a terrible Saints defense in 2015. Rob Ryan was coaching him. You guys remember Rob Ryan, right? All the memes. Awesome. Yeah, exactly. They were awful. He took over halfway through the season. In 2015, they finished with, I think it was like the 32nd or 31st worst defense. Slowly but surely, Dennis Allen accumulates players, helps develop players, and turns them into a top unit. Within a couple years, they kept getting better. Guys like Cameron Jordan developed. They drafted Marshawn Lattimore. Trey Hendrickson developed. Demario Davis. I could go on. Like, there are a ton of players that did well with the Saints. Their defense was awful for those like mid-2010s years before he took over. He just shouldn't be a head coach. The issue he got into with some of like the players disrespecting him was the BS, and the whole thing was BS, but him running up or not wanting to run up the score against the Falcons when Jameis Winston got Jamal Williams the touchdown, he kind of publicly bashed his players about that, which he shouldn't have done. And after that, like, the trust was broken. I get that. I don't think a defensive coordinator is going to do that. Some of the schemes that he runs a very tight, like, you know, has his corners press. He does a lot of versatile opportunities. I was reading something, I posted on it about it on Twitter, but just how he was able to give Tom Brady fits. Yes, Tom Brady, when he was with the Bucs for the first few years when he was DC. Remember, Brady could not score against that Saints defense. That was all Dennis Allen. And now you have a guy that you're pairing with a young, inexperienced head coach for the first time who has done it before, but also can just run that defense by himself, but somebody else that you can at least lean on for experience. I think back to, I know everybody here is a big Marvel fan, obviously, of course, Ryan Dangle. When in Infinity War, Loki talks to Thanos and he's like, hey, if you're going to Earth, you need a guide. I can be there for you. And Thanos says, well, you know, if you consider failure experience, and Loki's like, I consider experience. And I'm like, you know what? That's true. Dennis Allen at least knows the ins and outs and can be that sounding board for Ben Johnson. So I think there's a twofold approach there where it's a smart hire. Man, I'm telling you, I'm excited for what he's going to do with Jalen Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson and Kyler Gordon as a secondary specialist. Like, you know, this he's got a lot more talent to work with, I'll say, starting now than when he did with the Saints and developing those guys. So that's my pitch for Dennis Allen.
Cool. I'm going to miss that analysis. Thanks, Brandon.
You can still read it on Bears Wire.
I will.
You can.
I will.
I would love to hear Brendan's thoughts because he's obviously way closer to this situation than I am. I'm just going off of the things that I hear that are reported and what I hear through the interviews. But, you know, I've always thought the McCaskies are just dumb. They're just bad at what they do. They're not cheap. I don't, you know, they're idiots. And I think that they're they really are. They just don't. I think they're very naive people. I think they're super naive. Like, what, whether it's refusing to have their team swear on Hard Knocks, they don't understand how the real world works. And if they weren't born on third base, they would probably be, you know, they would be like, they wouldn't be as successful as they are. So I think a lot of naivete, a lot of stupidity. And I really do think Kevin Warren has opened their eyes to how, like, the modern world works, how the NFL works, that it's not 1985. It could be 1895 as far as George McCaskey is concerned, but it's not 1985 anymore. And the things that I'm hearing Rick Smith talk about in these interviews, and they've been awesome, whether it was with Bill Zimmerman or he's been on The Score a lot recently. And he talks about how for the first time in years, and I don't know where he'd be getting this from unless this was a self-admission, but he says for the first time in years, the Bears have a vision with Ben. Like, and I think there's some acknowledgement from the Bears, mainly because Kevin Warren has gotten George to see the light, to say, we have no idea what we're doing. We are going to power down to our head coach. And one of the things that he said that Rick Smith said in the interview was, they acknowledge their failures throughout the process. And when he pressed them on whether they were married to this roster, that if a player didn't fit Ben's vision, would they be willing to part with that player? And they said they would. That tells me that they are no longer thinking they're in total control. They know what's best for the team, and they'll hire these, you know, yes idiots to run the thing, right? Like, no more Trace Armstrong just pulling assholes out of the farm and smushing them together to hopefully be like a cohesive coaching staff. It didn't work, but this, so it just feels different that they picked the guy who has his own, who is responsible for being the architect of his own offense that was wildly successful for 3 years, called his own plays, is like a brilliant guy analytically, mathematically, just like a smart guy, can command a room, but he's got an actual plan, which is like mind-blowing that it's such a novel concept for the Bears to have a coach with a plan and then to implement that plan and give him the things that he needs to implement that plan. But I think they're finally there. Like, I think they finally got it. Yeah, you don't go asshole picking.
What's this asshole farm you're talking about?
Nobody goes asshole picking in October, like right after Halloween. That's just a South Carolina thing. Okay. Anyway, it's a blast. You guys would love it. But like to honestly to like have this cathartic moment where they just realize, holy crap, we've been doing it wrong. I think they've gotten it, and I think.
Rusty balloon tie.
I'm gonna leave that one alone, DJ.
You probably should, Charles. You probably should.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want to get pink eye, but yeah, I think they do. I think they have a plan. I think the process has been different. I think. The things that we're hearing from Rick Smith are very encouraging for me, and I'm willing to sit back and give it a shot and see if it's different. But I do think it is.
I heard maybe a quarter of that, and I'm back here. I thought maybe I might shed a tear tonight, but
Brendan, Trace Armstrong's old asshole farm. Yep.
That should be a shirt, dude.
We never got podcast shirts. Maybe now is the opportunity in which to make that happen. Brown Eye Ranch. I think there's some really good stuff in there, boys. If it's okay, we gotta move on. We are already close to an hour, and we've got some other things to do. Boys, I think that, you know, it doesn't have to be the most specific memory in the world. And for all of you that are hanging out in the comment section, please, please participate with this one. We want you to think about something about the BDCP that you're going to remember, something that was maybe a particular favorite memory or something else along those lines. I was thinking, if it's okay, can I go first? Because I don't ever really go first. And I think it was, it's a bummer because I don't know if it was just because of time or whatever, but we used to do Jack's question on a regular basis. And Jack, I had heard this story before, but you talking about how you took a very nice woman and you took her on a date 3 hours away to go hiking at Devil's Lake. And then while you're there, you broke up with her, not realizing you have a 3-hour car ride home.
Yeah, I did that.
I heard that. It's just something about it, and I was just like, if that woman ever becomes a Bears fan or somehow, some way, hears it on this podcast, that's the thing that. Yeah. Oh, dude, that one
hurt
me.
Like her, just straight up about halfway home, just saying in the most flat, serious voice. Hey, listen, the next time you're thinking about breaking up with somebody, maybe don't take them on a hike 3 hours away from home. I was like, yeah, fair. That's fair. You're right.
Yeah, I know Heidi remembers that one. That was a good one. TJ Brooks got to throw in his right away. Shay McClellan, Logan, that always cracks me up in the intro. I'm so damn glad that Brendan put that in the intro. I know Frank, our voice guy, was here earlier. I don't know, Frank, if you're still here. One, you have a phenomenal, phenomenal voice. And two, thank you. Thank you for being the intro voice for the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Who's going next, boys? Oh, don't make me do the thing where I tell you who's going. There's gotta be someone. Yeah,
Dad,
volunteer.
I'll go next if nobody wants to jump in. So I've got two real quick ones. One kind of selfishly, just because like he was growing up, he was my him and Neil Anderson were my guys. But having Tom Waddle and being able to shoot the breeze with him about the Chicago Bears is like one of the coolest experiences I've had as a fan of any sport or any team. So. That was amazing.
He couldn't have been cooler.
No,
I loved watching you, Shells, in that episode. My favorite thing was watching you. You were just like,
yeah. I was. It was like, it was awesome. Yeah. I mean, I told him, like, I flat out told him I used to pretend like I was throwing passes. He was a bush across the street from my house in like an apartment complex. And I was throwing him touchdown passes. And that was like, you know, it just brought back a lot of memories of like, you know, watching the Bears as a kid, and then like having the opportunity to sit here and talk to a player that I idolized growing up was just like a wild, surreal experience. So that was really cool. And then I loved Brendan's trivia game that Logan and I won that. I think there may still be an outstanding wager that needs to be filled, Logan. True. So we may have to do that offline, but
you can't remember how to sign in or get your microphone working, but you remember a bet that was made in jest 3 freaking years ago.
Yeah. That's a bet.
You sound like my wife, Dangle.
Hey, never forget your wins. Never forget your wins.
That's right. I can remember things when I need to. But yeah, Logan, we'll talk about that offline and we'll make sure that wager gets fulfilled.
Well, I'll go next. I don't know if I have a specific one. I guess like towards the beginning, I think before we were even the Bear Down Chicago podcast, just getting to go to a game with Ryan and Jack was something that I will hold on to for life. That was just so much fun. But then more generally, for me, it was moving out to LA and still having this, and it felt like a little extra connection to home during those times that I think I've even talked about where there were some really lonely times, and getting to come on here and see your guys' faces and talk to you for a little while just about something that was familiar and that felt very normal to me was so huge. And I think that there's just been different times throughout this life of this podcast where each of us have obviously been going through different things. And every time it feels like each of us has picked that person up, and it truly speaks to the character of each person on this podcast. And, you know, I knew Ryan and Jack before I knew Brendan and Shells, and now I know both of those guys, and I know exactly the type of people that they are. And again, as I said earlier, having them as people in my life means a lot to me. So it's just the fact that this is a simple podcast, but I think it brought everybody together. I think it helped each of us at different points in our life. And it's just, again, in this day and age, it's hard to make connections because everything is online. Ironically, this is online, but also a little bit on person because we're on video and everything. So it's just something that I treasure. And I will love and remember this for forever, literally. And then also, yes, TJ, I do remember when I'm going to say this quietly because she's in the other room, but I remember when she flushed the toilet and it was really loud. Yeah, that was funny.
It came at the perfect time because it was a dead silence and you just.
This mic, a hell of a mic right here, guys. If you need a mic.
I do, before whoever goes next, we got to read Mike's comment. Went through a truly horrible time in my life during this pod's run, and it was one of the few random things that made me happy. I think that's why I stayed so fond of it, not just one specific thing. I'm going to address that later in my outgoing comments, but just this comments like that do not get lost on any of us. That will stay with us for a really long time. You know, this thing came together as a just talking about the Chicago Bears, but just. You know, the friendships made to this podcast, also something I will be talking about in a second. So, Mike, that means a lot to us. Thank you. Who's up?
I would say I've got two. I was thinking about this on the way home tonight, that I think like the first show, you know, I just think there's something about starting out on a new venture that's like exciting and it's kind of nerve wracking, and just knowing that we were doing it. Like we just decided, you know, we had a kind of awkward transition, I think, a little bit, you know, with the Bear Down Report. And it's like, let's do our own thing. And there's just so much creative juice and like excitement and fun. And what a great outlet, you know, as a side hustle to be able to talk about a team we love. And so that first episode, that's just electric, you know. So that's a great memory of mine. You know, and let's face it, Patrick and I just going fucking after it was like, who doesn't remember that? If you're a fan of the show, like you remember that. And guess what? Here's Patrick and me, still friends, still talking, still supporting one another.
Mom and dad were fighting. Mom and dad were fighting.
Right? Like,
that was fantastic.
That's a rarity in today's world. I'm supposed to hate you, Patrick, for disagreeing with me. But yeah, I mean, that was in the end, right? I think everything turned out fine. People listened. Like, there was like really high numbers for that episode. But I guess I would only just kind of like second that thought with the fact I was chatting a little bit with Kieran from the Irish Bears show. And we were just talking about like one of the things that I love about the way that we did this was I don't think we ever forsake our values for clicks. We never changed this. Like, we never prostituted ourselves to like try to get more people to listen or like in any way, shape, or form be clickbait. Never. Like, none of us did that. So to me, that's a cool part of this show.
Well said, dude. Well said.
Yeah. For me, just a bunch of random memories. I mean, I feel like, you know, I have something different with each person where something sticks out. I mean, Ryan, like the Justin Fields trade when they traded him, I'm literally in a hotel room in Knoxville and the Bears had just traded Justin Fields on a Saturday night in March. And we're texting back and forth. We're trying to see him like, guys, we should do a show. And Ryan's like, all right, you're right. Fine. Let's do it. And I'm like doing it from a hotel room, just talking like, you know, ball with Ryan. It was one of those like weird experiences. I'm like, what am I doing? But it was just, I don't know. It was such a fun conversation. The instant reaction stuff like that was really fun. We had a lot of great conversations there. You know, that one sticks out for sure. Jack, I mean, maybe it's not show related, but going to training camp, I went to training camp with both of you guys really. But you know, seeing it with Jack, for the first time was really, really cool. And just meeting a few people who like had listened to us as well. So that was like our first year that we had started. Logan, I would say the gambling shows that we did for the first year, those were so good. Fun.
They were so good.
It was a lot of fun. We were just kind of like previewing the game and then just talking bets and talking fantasy. And then it became like a friendly competition between the two of us. Like, we're texting back and forth like, hey, I went 3-0 this week, just saying. Mm-hmm. Like, that was fun. Those were really fun, like, you know, like parts of the week to get into. And Jack, the other one I was going to mention, obviously Captain Floos. Captain Floos will live on forever.
I mean, Sarah Spain calling you out, like, that's the, I mean, besides Terry McCauley calling me out, like, those two, like, I have been famously called out twice in ways that are hilarious.
Yeah, she was a phenomenal freaking guest. It was so much fun.
So good.
She was. And then Sheldon, just literally having to watch every single thing I say. I think, you know, the first thing you were on me about was just, I said something about like, I knew something about McDonald's. And then you were just on me about that. I'm like, okay, I'm going to watch every single thing there on this guy. And it carried through all the way to the end from like 20 minutes ago. But just every single time. I never know what we're going to get out of you. And it's just the best, like, it's the best thing. Just, you know, knowing like all the crazy.
Usually shit. It was very little. You usually got very little out of me, but every once in a while.
Oh God.
There is. Yeah. You're right. It, I remember yelling, you can't set him up like that at some point during one of the shows. And we're just like, you can't make it that easy for Patrick Sheldon. He is the master of the innuendo and making it just inappropriate all the times and absolutely wonderful. Boys, anything else that you want to share? Anything that got missed there before we head to, shout outs? Oh,
Who's your favorite guest?
Oh, that's a tough one. Whew. Sarah Spain is up there. She was so down to earth. She just like elevated everything. She was funny. She was really good. That one's up there. I don't know if she's my number one, but she's way up there.
And for me, it's either Waddle or Grody.
Grody was good too.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, getting Waddle, I guess, personally, just because I'm a nobody, you know, so going to Twin Peaks and just like, hey, Tommy, would you mind coming on the show? And, you know, just chatting about like White Lotus with Sylvie, great show with Sylvie and Tom Waddle. I mean, this is how much of a geek I am. I still have, like, Tommy wrote down his email on a slip of paper. It's on my fridge. I'm just gonna keep it up there. You know, fanboy for sure. But like that, Tommy Waddle is definitely great.
Jake, you were telling us one time. Cause this was after we got him on, and he still had his email. There was something, I don't know what it was. It was like a rule or like something. He's like, I'm going to email Tom Waddle about this. I'm going to send him an email. I was like, you just email Waddle?
I did.
This random question. But the best thing is he actually got back.
He
did.
He responded. I mean, those guys are so great. They're so accessible. You know, I mean, I think that's like, we've always discerned between people that what we've, like, we've had them on the show and they're like real recognizes real cliche. I know, but like the times that we've had those folks on that you can just tell they're still, like, who they are, even then, like, when they're with us or we meet them in person, right? Whether it's Tyler Aki or, you know, all along the way, we've just met some people that, like, aside from whatever level of fame they might have in, like, the Bears world, they still just come on and they're pure. That's awesome. That was really one of the greatest parts, right?
We can't forget about Adam Rank. We kicked the whole thing off.
Number one, episode one.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Episode one.
Yeah.
To have a guy from the NFL Network, that was legit.
Yeah, JJ Stankovic, he's one I was going to give a shout out later, but since his name came up with Heidi, I'll just do it now. That's the first person that was on the beat that took me seriously. You know, I know, Brendan, you have a really good relationship with both Waddle and Sylvie, and those guys know you, and they've talked about you on the show and stuff. JJ Stankovic, like, I sent him something, like, very nervously, and he was like, dude, this is really good. And then it was like, would you come on our podcast? And he's like, sure. And then we had like a really good conversation and he gave awesome feedback afterwards. And I'm so thankful for JJ just and his willingness to be a part of this whole thing too. So shout out to JJ. Anything else, boys, that we want to do before we get to shout outs? We had a lot of shout outs to give, a lot of shout outs. And the other question is, do we do shout outs first and then watch the video that was sent to us? Or do we watch the video now and then give shout outs? What's the way to do this?
I vote vid shout outs, but I'm good with whatever you guys want to do.
I think that's a good call.
Okay, so I think I'm going to remove all of us from the screen so that if we are tearing up a little bit, no one will see it right off the bat. So for a few of you that have no idea what we're talking about, TJ Brooks, very, very good friend of the podcast, sent me a video and said, you can't watch this, but if you can, show it on the podcast tonight. And so none of us have seen this. I just, the only thing I did was double check to make sure that the video worked. And that was it, right? You guys can attest. We haven't seen this. Oh. We haven't watched this. And so I'm going to kick us off screen and we're going to play this video, right? All right. Here we go, boys.
Hey, boys. It's your favorite Canadian, TJ Brooks. You know, putting together a team sometimes can be a difficult thing to do. You have to have a lot of pieces, different pieces of a puzzle fit together to make it beautiful. You know, you need that one guy that plans and plans and plans, is not very optimistic at times, but always finds a way to make things positive and have fun. You need a captain who's always going to lead you in the right direction, even if you're going to floose. You need that glue guy who can turn anything into an innuendo, whether it's trying to determine if a third round pick is a wide receiver, or if he's complimenting a tight end. You have that one guy that sometimes goes missing, but always shows up when it counts and has a devilishly handsome stash while he's at it. And then there's always that one guy who works really hard, but is just a little bit off, you know, kind of weird, you know, picks a tie in a football game. Anyway, boys, from the bottom of my heart, congratulations on 4 years. Pod has been amazing. I've been a supporter since day one. I plan on supporting you guys no matter where you guys end up, whatever you guys do. And, you know, you guys put together a great team of individuals, kept it fun, kept it loose, talked about the one thing we're all passionate about, the Chicago Bears. And just like you guys, I put together a team of people, too, that all wanted to say a few words. So, without further ado, let's bear down.
Hi guys, I've thought about, I don't know, 5 different speeches, and all I can say is thank you, good luck, and your all class and you will be missed. And I really hope you come back soon because I know you will. Thank you for everything. Nothing can stop these lonely tears from falling. Tell me, baby,
where did I go wrong? Hi, everyone. This is Big Dave in not so sunny England. On the 24th of January 2021, I received an email from Ryan Dengel, and it was a bit of a life-changing one, really, asking me if I wanted to appear on this podcast. Since then, after being on the podcast with several guys all around the world, we've all become friends. And that's one thing I will miss about this podcast, that it does unite Chicago Bears fans around the world. And thank you for that. Guys, whatever you move on to next, I wish you 100% success. Bear down.
To the Bear Down Chicago podcast crew, boys, thank you for all the laughs and all the memories. We're going to miss you, and we wish you well in the future. And promise you, we're all going to be fine.
Hey, boys. This is Scott Swartz here. I am just recording this to, first of all, tell you congratulations on a tremendous run. If you look at how many episodes most podcasts get, they don't get anywhere near where you guys got. Congratulations on keeping your friendships together. I don't think that happens on tons of podcasts these days either. And I just wanted to say thanks to you guys for all the fun, for all the information, for being so inclusive to the community that's kind of come up and supported you guys over the past couple of years. I want to thank you for always remaining true to yourselves and never like trying to be in the hot take culture or anything like that. Thank you for being passionate, for being reasonable, for being fun. Best of luck on whatever comes next for you guys. I will be a passionate supporter of whatever you do, wherever you go. And I'm just so appreciative and thankful that I found you guys. And I'm really thankful for the time that we all got together. Best of luck on what comes next. Thanks again for everything, and congratulations on a great run. Nothing compares. Nothing compares
to you. Nothing compares. I laughed. I got close a couple times. Didn't happen. Ozzy, ooh, that was good. TJ, Heidi, Scott, Dave. Damn, that was cool, man.
That's awesome.
That was really freaking cool.
Did not expect that at all. I mean, we put this out 2 days ago. Like,
yeah, really.
That TJ put everything. Yeah, like that's man, I don't know. I said it at the beginning. Just the outpouring of support from everybody. Like, I was not expecting that, and just to, you know, see how many people like we really brought into the community. And I think that Scott said it well. Like, we did try to be inclusive to, you know, the Bears community and everything, and to have everybody just latch onto the show and, you know, be a part of the conversations. Like, you guys got to know us, we got to know you. Never ever would have expected this. Like, me personally, I was doing this for me for a bit. Like, just, hey, like, I want to get out there, I want to talk Bears. But, you know, the more that we got people involved, like, I really and I'm sure you guys can attest, like, I started doing it for everybody else. Like, you know, the fans that we've kind of gathered along the way, friends, family who watch, like, it's really cool. And just taking a step back, it's special to kind of see everybody reach out and, you know, share how much the show meant to them. And yeah, it really means a lot. I did not expect it.
Jack, I hope you're okay with me sharing this story. Jack, when your dad passed away, we were at the wake, you know, and I know that is a time that is so difficult, it's hard to put into words. When we look over, and who's standing over our right shoulder? Brendan Shagrew. And I just, you know, that just the guys that we did this with, I just, these are some wonderful human beings that I just, I know if this, if our text thread goes away, like, I'm not going to be okay with that. You know, this podcast, just, you know, pull back the curtain. This is a lot of work, like a lot of work. And, you know, we all put a lot of time and effort into this, but just with the boys. And so just incredibly thankful for you guys. Let's get to shout outs. I think I'm going to do solo screen or do I keep us all on at one point, boys? I don't know how this thing works right now.
Let's keep it, everybody.
Let's keep it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go Sheldon, Brendan Chagrou, Logan Bradley, Jack Wright, and I will finish it up. Shout outs, boys.
So I'll try to be real brief here, guys. But I do want to address the elephant in the room. It's been a lot of talk about who's to blame for this being our last episode. And I, as I sit here today, I can say unequivocally, it's Dan Wiederer. So remember that. Keep that with you forever.
That guy.
If you're upset and you're angry and you want somebody to blame, blame Dan Wiederer. But in all seriousness, guys, like it's crazy to think about how close I feel to you guys. And I've never met you guys in person. Like I don't even think I've been in the same state as you guys. And the friendships and the bonds that like we've established over the years is pretty remarkable, all things considered. And, you know, as you get older, the most important commodity you have is time, right? It's like the most important thing you have. And the people you choose to spend your time with are the ones that really matter. And there's like nobody that I'd rather spend my time with than you guys. You know, I feel like I've gotten as close to you all as I am with my friends from home that I've known literally my entire life. And again, like we've never met. But to the points that were made earlier in the show, we've all sort of gone through different periods in our lives during this podcast. And it was remarkable to me, like very early on, like just the support, from you guys was something that I like, just to be honest, I wouldn't have expected from like friends of years. And we barely knew each other and you guys were there for me or for each other or whoever without blinking an eye. And like you said, Ryan, no matter what happens with this podcast, I this is like the best thing that I could take away from this are these friendships. And I know those will never go away. So while it's very sad that we won't get to come on here and talk Bears weekly, I know we'll still continue those chats over text message. I know Logan will still continue to send me those DMs and the pictures, even though I repeatedly said I don't want them. I'm trying to keep it lighthearted and not get emotional here. But I want to thank you guys. You know, I sometimes go back and read the DM I got from Ryan asking me if I want to just pop on as a guest, you know, and like to think about how from that came this is remarkable. And so, you know, shout out to you guys for being awesome, for being my friends, for being a beacon of light, for being my flashlight emanating from a big pile of poop that was the last few years of the Chicago Bears. So I want to make sure that I thank you guys for all that you've done for me personally and as a part of this podcast. And then obviously I want to thank some of the OGs, you know, TJ, I've always loved our interactions, brother. Thank you for you guys putting that video together. It was awesome. Ozzy, obviously Scott, Heidi, TJ Whitehead, you know, you just think back to like when it all started and just interacted with some folks on Twitter thinking like, oh, this was fun. And then, like you said, it grew into something that was more than I could ever imagine. So thank you for everybody who stuck with us and took out some of their time on a Sunday to share with us. We really, really did appreciate it. And we enjoyed every single minute of it. So, you know, This gives me a little bit more time to retire and spend on the asshole farm. So not all is lost. So I'm probably just going to retire to the asshole farm, which is where I ultimately belong. But I know we will keep in touch and maybe we'll have a crazy like reunion type episode when the Bears win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh man, I don't know how to follow that. Well, obviously, like I can't name everybody for all the listeners. And also my voice is going. I'm still like getting over a cold. So, you know, I'm not getting emotional. Maybe I will at the end of this, but just shout out to literally everybody who listened, who commented, who shared their support one way or the other. I don't want to leave anybody out, so I'm just going to do a blanket statement there. Like it, I mean, Ryan said it before. It means the world to us, and just seeing all of that, like it really made me take a step back and just think about what we've accomplished, what we've built, and you know, that you value our opinions for some reason. I don't know why, but you know, I'm just glad that you do. And we were able to entertain and hopefully just have some fun discussion, thought provoking discussion. But you know, well, I will say one special shout out to my mom. So my mom always listened, and she probably gave us the best compliment you can give, where she said, like, you guys explain everything well, but you don't make me feel stupid for not knowing things. And I'm like, that's a really, like, that's honestly just the best compliment you could give. Like, we try to get in the weeds sometimes, but we also, like, you know, we want to be there for everybody, you know, whether you're a casual fan, whether you're not really into football, or whether you're like a diehard who, you know, knows the backup guard from 1962 or something. So that hearing that always stuck with me. But yeah, shout out to you guys, man. Ryan, when you reached out wanting to bring me on your show, BDR, back in the day, that I think was the first time I ever got brought into a podcast. And it made me feel so valued and so like, man, this guy like wants to hear what I have to say. And, you know, appreciates what I do, whether it was my old podcast or writing. That always stuck with me because, yes, I've been on a few shows and, yeah, I've been able to have opportunities to go on TV and, you know, do all that stuff. But it truly started with you and with you guys, like wanting to bring me on. And that was kind of a moment for me where I sort of went from like, hey, maybe I'm okay at this, but we're like, hey, people are actually like wanting to hear what I have to say. And then, yeah, of course, just building the friendships, building the camaraderie. Ryan stopping in my house randomly one day, she's like, hey, I want to see you. Yeah, just all of those little moments. But I always think back to like that first time you had me on, because that was the first time I truly felt, I don't know if seen's the right word, but just felt valued, like I said. And we've been able to kind of grow together and build this thing into a rocket ship that has gathered, you know, hundreds, you know, maybe sometimes thousands of people watching. So that's crazy. That's special, man. Jack, I guess I said it before, just like with my memories, but, you know, you always just being there for me and, you know, me being there for you, like those tough times. And yeah, I remember, you know, unfortunately, you know, your dad's wake very well, but I was happy to be there for you, to be there for support, and just shoot the shit. Like we were just, you know, I tried to keep it light as much as possible. Logan, just getting to know you over the last few years, your dry wit always, you know, just was always hit me. I am going to hit you up, by the way. I'm going to Anaheim in a month, so maybe I can actually get to see you.
Let's
and
get
hang out for like an extended weekend.
Yeah,
jealous.
So obviously we're still going to be hanging out. And then yeah, Sheldon, I mean, when I think you may know this, you may not know this, before you came onto the show, I had told Dangle, or I was thinking, I was like, I've always wanted to talk with Patrick Sheldon. I've always enjoyed following him. I've always enjoyed talking with him. He seems like a knowledgeable yet fun guy. And Ryan's like, yeah, I'm going to bring him on the show. And then next thing you know, like we became really good friends. So, just funny how those things happen. I just want to say, like, peeling back the curtain with the timing and everything, it is a lot of work. and costs, you know, there's increasing costs and things like that. And it just sort of forced us to make a decision at this point in time. I personally, speaking for myself, I still would leave the door open. I think we're just all at a point in time where it's like, it's hard to commit at this point in time. So this may be the last one. We may be back, you know, like there's, I don't think any of us would ever close the door on something like that. So
definitely not.
I want to say farewell, but at the same time, it's more of like a see you later, you know, and you know, kind of that thing. So just the last thing, just a giant thank you. And your support for us, for me, everybody, like it has just meant the world. And I'm rambling right now and I'm losing my voice. So sorry about that.
I just have one shout out, and Jack, Shells, Brendan, you guys all mean so much to me. But Dangle is the bringer together of human beings. If you're in this show right now and you are watching this and you are commenting or you're just watching, it's more than likely, probably about 90% chance, because Ryan Dangle, you communicated with him, he reached out to you, you reached out to him in some way. But there's nobody probably in my entire life who I have gotten to witness bring people together in such a positive, amazing way, in the way that Ryan Dangle can do it. I saw him do it with a group of kids when we coached together who were all little idiot assholes, and he brought that group of kids together and gave them a common purpose, a lot of them who maybe didn't have too much of a purpose at that time. And now to a, you know, less important, smaller, but equally as well degree, he has brought this entire community together. He has brought this show together. Of course, everyone has played a part in that, but there isn't anybody who brings a group of people together quite like Ryan Dangle. And for that, I'm so thankful. And I will never lose him. I'll never lose any of you guys. But just it felt fitting that the final one is everybody knowing that I don't think that without Dangle, we would be here. So I just appreciate you and love you very much and love all you guys.
100%. I paid him to say that.
Yeah, and now I'm done.
Thank you, Logan.
You guys are welcome. You can make this a group one. Anytime you want to insert something, just shout it out. But I was just thinking to myself, it was like birth and death, breakups and romance, jobs, promotions, no jobs. You know, like we ran the gamut, like in that kind of stuff. Yeah. You guys all kind of alluded to that in one, you know, some way, shape, or form. So then, like, here's my. See if I can pull this off. I mean this to be humorous. Like the upside down world or the bizarro world. I want to shout out some people that had a heavy influence on us, me, on this podcast. I want to shout out Phil Emery. I want to shout out Ryan Pace. I'd like to shout out Trustman. I'd like to shout out Fox. I'd like to shout out Matt Nagy and Matt Eberflus. I'd like to shout out Sam Mustafer. Claypool,
that's a good one.
I'd like to shout out Valus Jones. Guys, go ahead. Who else? Ted Phillips. I'd like to shout out Ted Phillips.
Kendall Vildor.
Whoa. Oh, there you
go. Just go. Just purge it. Just go.
Cody Parkey.
Yeah, it's a little before, but yeah, it still counts.
Amir Smith Marset.
Oh, good. That's a good one. Cool. Yeah.
Oh. Luke Getsy, Shane Waldron,
the Justin Fields truthers. Can we just
right? Trubisky truthers too.
Oh Trubisky, yeah, but
truthers. There you go. Ooh, there you go. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. In some ways, I will say that some of those folks proved to be indomitable against what I thought was an unbreakable spirit, like. You know, I think, you know, these guys kind of have mentioned, you know, a little bit of in candor. There's no ill will here. There's like no like behind the scenes, like Shells didn't piss in my Cheerios or anything, you know, like we're not pissed. We're just they really took the momentum out of us. And that became difficult over time, I think. And I think a lot of you listening or if you've been watching, you've experienced something similar. So that is a bit of a bummer. There's no doubt about it. And that doesn't place any blame on any one person aside from Dan Weider or maybe George McCaskey. But yeah, you guys have all said it in ways that I think are better said than how I could say it. But I just want to thank you guys. I really do appreciate being a part of this show.
Whew. All right, let's do this. I got a list of people that as a podcast, we have to thank because we aren't here without some of these people. First one is Beats by Blackie Chan. That dude whose music has been our intro the entire time that we've done this thing. I don't shout him out enough. And he's a very talented young man, and he's a wonderful human being. And I love supporting wonderful human beings. Beats by Blackie Chan, Jeff Cadwallader. Woo, 3, 2, 1. Jeff Cadwallader. Jeff, you got a hard ass last name to say. So just like Cadwallader, right? Like that. Like every time someone had to read your ad, they're like, wait, how do I? Like I remember Camby, like, how do I say this last name? Cadwallader, right? Like, so Hensels and Sheridans, obviously Will at Hensels and Sheridans, TJ Brooks, Scott Swartz, TJ Brooks again, because I wrote it twice. Heidi, Ozzy, Dave, Ant, Noel, Derek, JJ Stankovitz. And I know that there are other people that I forgot to add to this list, and I'm incredibly, incredibly sorry about that. All of you, this is the thing. I got to thank the Chicago Bears, and that's crazy to think, right, that this insanely dysfunctional, terrible football team that never freaking wins brought all of us together. Right. Like just like that, that in and of itself is like absolutely insane. Like the community, like we are in touch with people who live in Mexico, people who live in Australia, people who live in New Zealand, people who live all throughout Europe. Like what? How is that possible because of a damn football team? Like it's incredible, right, that that's all possible. And we have met some truly amazing human beings because of the terrible, dysfunctional Chicago Bears. With that being said, There's something really special when you kind of create something and you put yourself out there and it is well received. And Brendan kind of talked about it, right? Having people say that they want to hear our opinions. I'll never forget this, that a friend texted me, goes, you better light into or like rip into the Bears for this or that or something else along those lines, the podcast. I can't wait to listen. And there was just this moment that I had to go, someone cares about what we have made, what we have created. And I know all of you content creators that may be watching right now, because there's almost 500 people hanging out with us right now. And that just means so freaking much to us right now, that there's something special that you just can't put into words. We made this thing, this really cool thing, and you ran with it. You loved it. And you made a freaking video for us in less than 2 days. Do you know what I mean? Like the comments, the people that are hanging out with us right now, like we don't have the prerequisite language in order to be able to say something other than thank you. Right. And that just seems to kind of fall short of I think how all five of us are feeling right now. I'll say one more time, Cam Ellis, that dude is so damn good at his job. And I wish people would see it because damn, is he good at what he does. And he's so smart. And yeah, get past the shtick and you're going to see one of the best, like this best sports writers that I've had a chance to meet. Patrick Sheldon, you are a wonderful father. You're a wonderful man. And I don't know that I have ever, ever, ever had someone like make me laugh sometimes the way that you do by saying the most inappropriate things in without dropping foul language. Like I don't think anyone has the skill that you have to do that. And it's unmatched, dude. Brendan Chagrou, you know, just I remember like you saying, like, let's go grab a beer. And it never felt like I'm meeting up with someone that like, oh, that he writes about the Bears. It was an instant. This is a friend of mine. And this is someone that I'm going to have in my life. And you get past the like, oh, so that's what Brendan looks like in real life. And then it was just you brought legitimacy to this podcast. You are the best sports writer that isn't paid by one of the big boys that's out there. Your content is phenomenal. You are so consistently good at what you do. And while I'm not going to be hosting a Bears podcast anymore, I know for damn sure that I'm going to be a fan of what you're doing, and I'm going to be retweeting. I'm going to be watching. I can't wait to see where your career goes. And there is part of me that thinks, I know that you've said that you're not going to do this as like a real big kid job, but there's part of me that thinks that one day I'm gonna be like, yeah, I know Brendan Shagrew. I worked with that dude. He is the freaking best. Logan Bradley, you are the funniest human being I've ever met in my entire life, and you are a high character man, and the way that those boys looked up to you is something that I will never ever forget. Your ability to break down complex things within sports and give analogies to other things is just, it's so good that sometimes I just think, like, I think I know where you're going, and then you'll drop something in and I'll just say, oh my God, that was unbelievably insightful. And I'm so amazed at you, and I'm so thankful that I got to stay in touch with you, even though you're halfway across the country. Sorry, folks. You got to give me a sec. Jack Wright, you're one of my best friends in the whole world. And to get to do this with you, special. I don't think you know how much you've helped me. To be a man, to be a father. And now this is going to be on the internet. People are going to see me crying on the internet. Ah! And I'm so thankful for you, for all of you.
Thanks, buddy.
That have hung out with the Bear Down Chicago podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And as always, folks, whew. Here we go. We got this. We got this. I can do this. I found the button. Here we go.
Yeah. Asshole Ranch.
Bear down, Chicago.
Let's go. Love you guys.